Now the Christmas has come and gone, and I find myself having less and less desire to be a part of it. Am I a Scrooge or what? Actually, I like the joy of watching the kids open their presents. But I could also live without all that because we have such a materialistic society. I was just talking about that. But I'm not against it. It's not like I'm saying, oh, you shouldn't do that. But I just find myself caring less and less about all the things that go along. Now, if you're alone with loved ones and you're having a great time and you're feeling the love, that's awesome. I mean, I had a chance to do that as well. So, but I just started thinking more and more, what does Christmas really mean to me? And it's about Jesus, right? And some of you, whether you're Christian, you know, maybe that's has a special meaning. I'm not Christian, but I feel that I am connected to Jesus. And I believe that he was a divine being that came here to wake us up and show us that we all could be like him. And there was a term I heard a long time ago back in the 80s that was called the Christ consciousness. And what that was all about is that Jesus, he was born Yeshua ben Joseph and later became Jesus the Christ. And that's because he attained this higher evolved consciousness that allowed him to do many of the things that he did. That's just my belief on it. I'm not here to rock anybody's world. It just really woke me up when I heard that. And I thought, well, okay, well, I want to somehow capture that again. So this is a rebroadcast of a show that we did back in 2011. It's an interview with Rosalind McGrath, who's out of Marquette. And we talked about, this is the first time she ever channeled the Christ consciousness. And as I listened back to this from 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago, so much of it applies still to today, some of the things we talk about. I thought it was a fascinating interview, and it also, this is what I was thinking of Christmas Day when I was going to see relatives. My mind was going towards the Christ consciousness and Jesus and thinking, I don't know, just thinking about that, not thinking about, gee, opening presents and all. Not again, nothing against that, just a little bit different perspective. Something I really enjoyed thinking about, and now listening back to this, I enjoyed listening to this show because I learned so much from this. So from 2011, Rosalind McGrath, Channeling Christ Consciousness. Her name is Rosalind McGrath. She's a channel as well as many other things, an intuitive, if you will. She helps people heal and discover things about themselves. And she's been doing it for quite a while. And she now, at this moment, we're gonna check in because she is channeling what's called the Christ Consciousness. And some of you wonder, probably, what is that? And I guess I do too, but I've heard reference to this, that this is a higher state of enlightenment. And maybe, I guess we'll find out as we are talking to, I believe, the Christ consciousness. Is that correct?
We are with you.
Okay.
We are with all of you.
When you say we,
there is always we of the universe, mm-hmm. in many aspects, and we are not one being. We are a group of energies in the sense that we are the essence of love, and love comes through each one of you in a somewhat different fashion.
Now, I think I'm curious about several things, but one of them is Jesus Christ, and some people refer to him as Jesus the Christ because of the Christ consciousness. Is there any connection in that?
Any connection?
As far as that true, is that, I've heard statements of that effect.
That is a reasonable perspective.
And did he become aware at some point in his life?
Yes.
And because he became aware of that, he was able to do these incredible things, or is that something that he had his whole time?
He became completely aware, and it is only from that awareness that one experiences the miracles at the level of what we would call achievement, which this dear one did display.
When did he become aware? Do you know in his years on this planet at what age?
He began to be aware at 5.
Mm.
And it grew from there.
Can you tell us a little bit about his life? Do you know of his life?
There is not much that we feel is appropriate to share in this fashion on that.
Mm.
And the reason for that being that there are so many traditions fashioned and beliefs out of this that are rather tamped down. The energies of most human beings is not quite open for this.
Mm.
And it is not really the most vital information about this person's life.
Mm.
There are various perspectives, and there can be interpretations upon interpretations about the mundane facts
mm-hmm.
of a person's life, and particularly this person's. And we feel it is not best for your audience.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are there others that we may have heard of or have known in our history that achieve this same level of consciousness?
Yes.
Could you tell me about maybe some of those?
Well, the office, perhaps that is not the best word, the role, the Buddha role, that is another lens through which to experience what we call Christ consciousness. And there have been more than one who have fulfilled this role in their earthly life, but they do not choose to leave their names behind in any significant way because those names did not matter to them.
Mm.
What mattered to them was their role in awakening others.
Okay, there are like these, and I'm just curious about these things, these entities that, like Esther Hicks talks to an entity called Abraham. Is he, or this, I don't know how to describe it, but
is it a group? She describes it as a group.
Is this also part of this Christ consciousness?
It is related, but it is not a full blossoming to that.
Mm, okay.
It is a valuable step, a movement toward. There is the analogy of cousins would work well.
Mm-hmm. What does it take if somebody wanted to move in that direction? What do we need to do as physical beings that have maybe forgotten?
We will begin generally, and then we will hone that down for you. The answer is to love.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the love of obligation or supposed to. This is the love that wells up in the heart with true joy.
Mm.
And there are many who have not experienced this very much in their life. And so for them, this sounds rather impossible.
Mm.
And yet, there are always steps. There is always movement available in this direction, because it is what each one of you are. In your core, in your holy aspect, and we mean that with both spellings, in your holy aspect, you are one with the Christ consciousness. So this is not something foreign for you to become, but what is already there that has been shelled over due to, we'll describe generally as distortions in the energy field.
Mm.
Anytime you allow yourself joy, even relaxation, that often may be a first movement towards joy, not the relaxation of mindlessness, not the relaxation of a kind of junk food type experience. And we do not mean to dishonor anything like Cheetos or so on, because all can vibrate to a higher level. However, there are forms that are currently called relaxation in your culture that are just a deadening of the spirit and a deadening of the awareness. But the relaxation that is a more gentle and a natural experience that can precede and lead to these steps towards joy, appreciation, that make the space for your natural loving nature to come forward.
I've asked this question before with other energies and or maybe people that channel. Why are we here? Why are we in this physical world?
You chose. All of you chose to be here, although many claim not. You all chose to be here for the joy of adventure.
And so really, it's our decision as to how we want to go on it.
It is. However, for many, that decision has not been so conscious up till now. As the energy shifts overall in your world, it is pushing this aspect more and more to the surface of conscious choice.
Now, is this coming because of desire?
Not personal desire. It is a greater evolutionary step.
Right. Is there like a greater desire, like on a consensus, to pull this forward? Because for so long, it seems like we've been in the dark for a long, long time. And now all of a sudden, more and more and more. And I know we're coming through this cycle, but also my understanding is that we want this to happen, many of us.
There are, however, even those who claim so have fear around it often. It is a smaller proportion that are in the 95% and above yes to this. And that's all right. We understand that in the human realm of existence that there is insecurity that comes around change. And all will be soothed in time.
So
the world that you know desires to create itself forward. Your time of darkness that you refer to has always had points of light. Never would you be left without any light. However, now is your opportunity to fully know yourselves as that light. You are moving towards this time quite rapidly.
Was there a time, and if you could tell me how long ago, when we were well aware of this, when we were on this planet?
The very beginnings. You would not call your forms quite earthly as you do now. You would consider them a meld between a non-physical existence and what you call physical existence.
So when we came into the physical existence, did we just forget where we came from, or what happened to us?
You must leave aside a certain amount of knowing. And that amount varies. The proportion varies in each being. Even a 1% variance is huge in your realm.
Who is the creator of all this? Are we the creators of this?
Well, there are layers of answer, layers of truth to this, because there is nothing that is not part of its source. And so in the full perspective, everything you know of, everything you do not know of, is one. You are one with it, and you are the source from which all of this has arisen.
And so really, I guess what I'm taking away from it is that the source, as well as us, we're all part of this creation.
There is no other option.
Well said. And so where you're at, you say we, where you're at right now, what do you do all day? You don't sit and watch TV. You don't sit and watch TV, right? I mean, what do you do where you're at?
We exist. We experience. We flow. When you call upon this aspect of your being, when you call upon us, then we are more present in your experience, and we experience more of your particular essence of love. So we expand with your nature.
So you're growing as well.
Yes.
Because of me.
Yes.
And then if I
love each one of you.
I know.
Yes.
And so also, now I asked about, because I just would like to know, how long ago was it that we first came here to this physical existence on this planet? I'm sure we've been on other planets as well, but can you tell me that?
We will bring in that which calculates numbers
okay.
and give you a relative idea.
Okay.
More than 5 billion.
5 billion with a B?
Yes, because there are forms of your planet that have existed way before your knowing. So in your mode of calculating Earth time, this is what we receive as the closest. If you could perceive now with your physical senses the Earth plain experience of that time, it would be as a shimmer to you. It would be as a melt. And this is what we know as the true Earth, the original form.
And life is, I'm guessing, has been evolving on other planets as well.
In its own fashion.
And so there are beings of consciousness going through similar things that we go through as well.
Similar at its core.
Okay.
Very unexplainable in changes in its particularity.
I'm trying to think if I have anything else I have to ask you this morning or want to. I mean, I could go on forever, and I guess forever really is just a matter of thought. It doesn't...
You catch on so well.
So really, if I want to connect with you, I just have to be in that joyous love state.
Maybe add some thoughts to that.
Some thoughts as well. Desire to be in that state.
Yes, it is truly the desire. That is where it begins.
And as I start to walk into that state, is it kind of like, you know, you're developing a skill? Is it something that becomes more and more?
It is your frequencies adjust to this aspect of your frequency more easily, more comfortably, more, we don't want to say predictive, but a little more with more familiarity the more often. However, in terms of skill, as in better or worse, moments of grace are possible to all beings. And yes, the joy will help grow this, and the relaxation grows that, and so on. However, do not think that your sorrow can preclude your experiencing your Christ consciousness.
If I were to continue to go down this path,
yes,
might I be able to accomplish some of the things that Jesus did?
And more. He spoke truth. These things and more you shall do. And you do not even realize what you already do. You look at many things as mundane, which are not. And if you could go back to even 100 or 1,000 years ago, and you can see what a small amount of time that is in our perception of Earth history, you would be amazed at what you accomplish. And if you could experience the energetic patterns that you send out, even in the warmth of a hello, there are miracles, palpable miracles that are like seeds waiting to be born there. For if then that person receiving that hello takes that fully into their heart, this may not be conscious at all, and allows the two warmths to meet, then the seed begins to germinate. And the next thought or the next subject in the awareness of that one receives more warmth, more light, and that grows. If you were to awaken even to a small portion, one-tenth of the miracles that you offer, that you provide every day, every moment, you would recognize yourself as the love that you are. And that honoring, you would carry yourself with greater stability, ease, confidence, joy, because you would trust that you are love, and that allows you to recognize that more easily in others.
Pretty hard to get out of this quagmire, I'll tell you.
It is. It is, because we always know you as love. Even when you appear to struggle, we cannot know you as anything.
So even the most vile of us
has beautiful, beautiful core.
So those that are afraid of what the afterlife may lead to because of what they've done,
there is no reason for that.
And this is just like a playground.
What they truly fear is to face themselves. They may experience their own judgment in the afterlife initially, but eventually they will be soothed and they will open and begin to learn that it is not so awful after all.
Would you mind going into what happens to most of us after we leave our physical body?
We will share a few relevant points, and perhaps you would like to take that up with some related energies in
okay.
the future.
Okay.
Many call it a tunnel. It is energetically a tunnel. It is a dimensional shift that requires some appearance of time and space for you to adjust. And a great adjustment it is, because you are no longer tied to the energies of your physicality and all of what it has taken up in this and past lifetimes, which include your ancestors' lifetimes. You carry much of this in you. Many things can be released. There have been processes offered for this. Yet at this time, there is much ancestral baggage, we would say, carried in your physical form. And it is like it is like layers of skin being shed, you know, shells coming off. And you are you experience a great rejuvenation. You feel the energies of ones who love you. Some may have been in physical form, some not. And you do get to review your lifetime experience from a higher perspective.
Out of love, I'm guessing.
It is possible some go through their judgment initially, depending upon the level of density that they chose during their lifetime.
So those that come back, where do they go and what do they do before they come back?
They learn and grow in the realms between as well.
Are they in a higher state on the realms between?
It is a yes, and it is a mix. There are core aspects of their persona that they bring with them. Because this is something that extends through human time and that they may use aspects of again, and that desires to learn and grow in the higher realms as well.
And I'm guessing there's probably not an exact number of realms, is there?
Numbers are rather foreign to our persuasion. This is perhaps better taken up with a more varied group of energies than ours.
I would like to thank you and appreciate your time. It is so nice to feel the love, and I believe I've felt it more than once in my time on this planet. It seems like I've reconnected with what you're talking to.
Indeed. Might we share a few words?
Sure.
In parting here. We are so grateful for this opportunity, dear one. And we want to thank you for all that you share and all your intention, all that you intend to share, because that is becoming more and more palpable. And we want to let those listening know that they are one with this phone call, that they are one with this love. You are part of this beautiful universe. And we know there's times that you experience trouble and strife. And we want you to know that it is an illusion in the sense that you are so much more than this, that this is some grist in the mill of your choice and your aspect of growth that you may create out of it. And yet it is like this little film over this core of your huge, flaming, blazing self of light. That is what we are, and you are part of us. And so we say we and you only to differentiate for your human self, that human aspect. From that place, we say, we love you without end, without limit, and without any constriction of options. And we know that you are this same love.
Just haven't figured it out yet. Still working on it. A work in progress, right?
We thank you all for being.
Thank you very much. And when Rosalind's ready, we'll talk to her. We'll give her a moment. But wow, that was awesome. That was really something I guess I didn't know. You don't know where it's going to go. And I guess I'm very, it was interesting to hear the answers that were given. And the questions, I don't know. I'm guessing they came to me from another place. They just pop in my head, and I go, well, I guess I'm going to ask that one. I've always been curious about that. I'm going to ask that one. And hopefully that took us down a road. You know, it's only going to get better. I think the more we do this, I'm going to get more in touch with that energy myself as well, as I feel I've grown doing this. And I'm sure Rosalind has.
This is the first time that I've channeled the Christ consciousness as that aspect in and of itself.
And what did you think?
It felt really good, like I'd like to do it, at least the energy of it, for myself more often. And I'm very glad that we did this today.
I'm very glad you were willing to let me use you like a machine. And
you always make me laugh, and I will always say yes to interviewing with you because of it.
Well, you have a good sense of humor, and you're good-natured about it, so that just makes you more grounded and more humble, in my opinion. And so that's why I enjoy working with you on that, and I see that maybe this is something that, I don't know if things are always meant to be, because you can always change that, but maybe this was part of a plan set in motion. I don't know. I don't know how you feel about that, Rosalind.
Well, I was surprised that my kind of gut instinct was that we do this particular channeling today. So I'm sure there's a bigger things in the works than we're aware of.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't really matter if it's something, you know, I'm kind of hinting at that maybe we planned this before we came here. Or I also know that you plan things when you're here.
Yeah.
It's changing all the time, isn't it?
I think so. So kind of a nice interplay.
So with that said, anything you want to say before we close on this?
Just thank you. Thank you. This is, it really is a birthday gift. So
happy birthday.
Yeah.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.